Hey, boss ladies. I hope you're doing really well. Our topic today is about lifelong learning, and I'm not just talking around, the qualifications that you go to college to achieve, and I'm not talking about going to business school or grad school or getting any kinds of letters behind your name. I mean, obviously, if that's important to you, then you should definitely be doing all that you can to make those dreams come true for yourself. The lifelong learning that I want to talk about is more around all the different kinds of learning that we need in order to actually make us successful in this changing world of work. So I read this really awesome little quote. I think it was on my Instagram feed. I can't even remember where I saw it, but it was something along the lines of, "Who dares to teach must never cease to learn." I'm going to say that again. Who dares to teach must never cease to learn. And if you've listened to my podcast, you'll know that I'm often talking about the duty that we have and the higher calling that we have, specifically as women in leadership, to create more leaders. So any leader, whether you're male or female, no matter what level you're at in your leadership journey, whether you've hit that C-suite in the corner office or whether you're just starting out, a very big part of your job is to create more leaders, because leaders are people who inspire others to actually follow their dreams and believe in themselves. And really, in this negative world that we live in, we all need a little bit more inspiration and a little bit more motivation and someone who's really a coach and a cheerleader. And for me, that is one of the biggest jobs that leaders have. So in order to really be able to teach others, it's not around teaching them to do things our way, right? So if you're in any kind of a leadership role, you'll know by now that a very big part of your job is actually coaching, and it's actually allowing people to uncover their own unique strengths and their own abilities and allowing them to find their way of doing things, because we're all unique. So if you're going to be imparting any kind of knowledge and wisdom, and if you're going to dare to actually teach anyone to do anything or to explore anything new, that really means that you need to make sure that you're always learning as well. And like I said, that doesn't mean that you need to go to night school, okay? There's different kinds of learning that you can look into. The first one I touch on often in my podcast, and that's around learning everything about yourself. So that's the self-awareness, understanding your personality type, understanding your values and the way that you communicate, understanding your goals in life and your love languages, what to you is really important, understanding why you are drawn to certain patterns and ways of dressing. So I've got this really cool and free little workbook that I'm going to put up on my website over this weekend. So you can go to deborahhartung.com. I'll create a whole new page for the Girl Boss Guide podcast and for any resources that we have around it. So visit deborahhartung.com. I'll do it by Sunday so that you can go and download this free little workbook and you can actually start working through some of these self-awareness things. And I'll be talking about them in next week's podcast, okay? So it will almost be like having me as your coach, and we'll work through the workbook on a daily basis. So self-awareness, learning anything around yourself and what makes you tick and what makes you behave the way that you do, and learning how to engage better with others, that is super duper important from a lifelong learning perspective. The other thing that you want to learn a lot about is you want to learn about whatever it is that your chosen career path is. So you want to learn about trends and things that are influencing technology, ways of working, anything like that. So you really want to actually spend some time reading. And this learning, like I said, it can be informal. It doesn't need to be going to college. So look online, download the Meetups app, look for meetups in your city, look for things that you can go and do and you can go and learn from like-minded people. Join groups on LinkedIn, on Facebook, anywhere that you can learn around professional development within whatever area it is that you're working. The other thing that I'd like to encourage you to do is to just continue to upskill yourself with professional certifications or whatever. And there's so many amazing platforms out there. So there's lynda.com, there's Allison, there is Udemy, there's edX, there is Coursera. I'm sure there are a ton of others that I'm not even mentioning to you right now. You can go and enroll in courses, and it can be anything from advanced Excel skills so that you don't need to be scared of damn pivot tables and if someone asks you for some information. So you can do that. Or it can be things like, you know, learning the basics of interior design and sustainable design concepts. There's introduction to psychology. There's so many things, especially on a platform like Udemy or Coursera or edX, that you can really learn anything from like dressmaking to like professional project management certification. So just spend a little bit more time actually learning. And if you can't afford to pay the extra money to get the piece of paper that said that you completed the course, that's also okay. Pay the $7.99. If you're in South Africa, that is like under 150 bucks, okay? You can't go to the movies anymore for that money. So spend some money, spend some time, and actually invest in lifelong learning. Because even if you don't have the piece of paper that certifies whatever you've now allegedly learned, you'll still have the knowledge. And it's still going to give you self-confidence because you're going to be a lot more assured of the way that you're working and the things that you're doing because you have this additional knowledge. So take some time this weekend, okay? Spend less time scrolling through Insta and Facebook and, you know, whatever entertainment channels, because I know that that's what all of us do, right? We are stressed and then we want to do something mindless and we want to just kind of zone out. And there's a time for zoning out, of course there is, but there's also a time to go and get super excited about all the things that you can learn. And then once you've learned these new things, start sharing them with others. Start encouraging other people to also continue to learn and to follow their dreams and to shape their future. So I'm going to create that page on my website. It's deborahhartung.com. And I will create the Girl Boss Guide podcast and resource page. And I will start putting some free stuff up there for everyone who listens to this podcast and everyone that you want to refer. And we will be working through it together, because together we will learn more and we will create the next generation of really awesome girl bosses. I hope you have an awesome afternoon. I hope that you feel inspired. Have a great day at work. Have an awesome weekend if it's Friday for you. And I will upload everything and we will get cracking on our journey together towards lifelong learning. I'll chat to you again.